Meeting of the House Hess Committee to order. And it is February 4th, 8 minutes after 3. I'm Representative Bundy presiding. We have with us today Representative Green, Representative Porter, and Representative Kemplin. I have a short calendar today. We have House Bill 66, the approval for the centralized public health lab. Back before us, we have heard this previously. Representative Porter does have an amendment, and would you like to move your amendment, sir?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would move amendment number one.
Seeing no objection, we have adopted amendment number one. Now that we have it, would you like to speak to it?
For the record, the amendment merely deals with the area that we discussed at the last meeting, that perhaps the caps that we had in the provision on the two monetary figures were risky, considering that prices might go up, inflation rates might change, and we would be faced with a situation of having to come back for either in a supplemental or with a bad attitude legislature say, this is all you get, so cut something back. I think what we've heard is a real good proposition for a complete and total lab, so let's give ourselves the opportunity to have one. This amendment won't necessarily raise the costs. It will just protect us against an unforeseen fluctuation in interest rates.
Mr. Lindstrom.
Thank you. Mr. Chairman, now the Department of Revenue is here and would be better able to...
Well, from the point of view of the chair will note that the Department of Health and Social Services does not have any active objections. And the folks from Department of Revenue, do you have any comments that you'd like to make on the amendment?
I think that's very appropriate. There was also a technical language change.
If you'd come to and identify yourself for the record, please.
Forrest Brown, Department of Revenue. Mr. Chairman, I think there was also a language change having to do with the State Bond Committee, instead of issuing the certificates of participation, agreeing to provide for the issuance.
It's in the
amendment. That was the only other change.
Okay. Are there further questions? No, thank you, Mr. Brown. We have before us then House Bill 66 as amended. Let the record show that Representative Bryce and Vesey have joined us, and the wishes of the committee, please.
Mr. Chairman, as was his habit in the Judiciary Committee of last 4 years, the sponsor of this bill and the maker of the amendment would have us believe that this was a non-issue, wouldn't take a lot of time, and so I would like to take about another hour and a half to this.
Let's put your hand down and we'll discuss this.
Nothing's changed.
No comment.
No comment. Would you care to make a motion?
No. I would like to make a motion.
Yes.
I would be very pleased to make a move that the House Bill 66, as amended, be moved from committee with individual recommendations and pass fiscal note.
Any objection?
Object.
We have an objection. Could we have a roll call, please?
Representative Vesey?
No.
Representative Porter?
Yes.
Representative Kemplin?
Yes.
Representative Bryce?
No.
Representative Green?
Yes.
Chairman Bundy?
Yes.
And for the record, Representative Dyson.
Representative Dyson is excused. So that's 4-2, and the bill does pass. Further business to come before the committee? Hearing none, setting a fine example for all the rest of the legislative committees, we will adjourn at 3:14.
Thank you.
You interrupted my